Chapter 8 Notes Rise to World Power. Section 1, Expanding Horizons. American Foreign Policy. The influence of the United States began to extend to other world regions. Some Americans supported a foreign policy of isolationism, or non-involvement, in world affairs. Expansionism was a driving force in the growth of the United States, and with the continental frontier now settled, many Americans looked to frontiers overseas. In 1853, Commodore Matthew Perry signed a treaty with Japan which opened two Japanese ports to American ships. An age of imperialism. The United States expanded its territory when it bought Alaska and extended its influence in Latin America. The late 1800s and early 1900s were called an age of imperialism, during which time powerful European nations created large empires by gaining economic and political control over weaker nations. Secretary of State William H. Seward pictured a vast American empire connected by a canal across Central America, a transcontinental railroad system, and rapid communication through telegraph wires. Seward moved closer to making his vision a reality when he purchased Alaska from Russia in 1867. Some Americans believed imperialism would help bring religion and culture to other parts of the world. The Pan-American Union promoted cooperation between the United States and the nations of Latin America. By the early 1900s, the United States had built up the naval power needed to support its expanding role in foreign affairs. Imperialism in the Pacific. Hawaii. The United States strengthened its foothold in the Pacific by annexing Hawaii and part of Samoa. In 1867, William Seward acquired the Pacific Islands of Midway as an important stopping place for American ships en route to China. In the 1790s, Americans began to trade with the independent communities of the Hawaiian Islands. Many Americans began settling in Hawaii, including Christian missionaries, merchants from the whaling industry, sugar planters. Facing ruin from American tariffs on Hawaiian sugar, planters argued that Hawaii should be made a territory of the United States. Wanting Hawaiians to regain economic control of their islands, Queen Liliuokalani took away the powers from American sugar planters. The planters responded by overthrowing Liliuokalani and setting up a provisional government in 1893. When William McKinley became president, Congress approved the annexation of Hawaii, and in 1900 it became a territory of the United States. Without consulting the Samoans, the United States and Germany split the Samoa Islands, and the United States quickly annexed its portion. China and the Open Door. The Open Door policy protected and expanded U.S. trading interests in China. China could not resist the efforts of foreign powers that wanted to exploit its vast resources and markets. Japan and European powers had carved out spheres of influence, sections of the country where the nations enjoyed special rights and powers in China by the late 1890s. Secretary of State John Hay proposed an open-door policy which gave each foreign nation in China rights to trade freely in the other nation's spheres of influence. After the Boxer Rebellion, foreign powers accepted Hay's open-door policy. Japan. The relations between Japan and the United States were strained in the early 1900s. Eager to expand its power in Asia, Japan attacked a Russian fleet in Manchuria, starting the Russo-Japanese War. President Roosevelt helped negotiate the Treaty of Portsmouth, which recognized Japan's control of Korea in return for Japan's pledge to halt expansion. When Japanese immigrants in the United States were ordered to attend separate schools, relations between Japan and the United States worsened. Section 3, Spanish-American War. A splendid little war. Events in Cuba led to war between the United States and Spain in 1898. The revolution in Cuba, as described through yellow journalism tactics, caused great concern in the United States. President McKinley sent the warship Maine to Havana to protect American citizens and property. American newspapers blamed Spain when the Maine exploded, which triggered the Spanish-American War. Theodore Roosevelt led the Rough Riders to victory in the Battle of San Juan Hill. Shortly afterwards, the Spanish signed an armistice and the war ended. Secretary of State John Hay called the Spanish-American War a splendid little war. Acquisitions. The American Empire became a reality after the Spanish-American War. The United States and Spain signed the Treaty of Paris, ending the war. Under the terms of the treaty, Cuba became an American protectorate. Puerto Rico and Guam became territories of the United States. Spain surrendered the Philippines to the United States for $20 million. Cuba was granted full independence on the condition that their constitution gave the United States certain rights, known as the Platt Amendment. The Jones Act in 1917 made Puerto Rico a territory of the United States and granted American citizenship to all Puerto Ricans. The acquisition of the Philippines aroused fierce debate among American citizens. Some argued that American rule of the Philippines went against the democratic principles on which the United States was founded. Others felt the Philippines would provide the United States with an important Pacific naval base. In February 1899, Emilio Aguinaldo began a fight for independence of the Philippines. In the summer of 1901, the United States transferred the authority from a military to a civilian government to prepare the islands for eventual self-rule. Section 4, Latin American Policies. Panama. The United States negotiated with Panama to build the Panama Canal. Americans wanted a connection between the Atlantic and Pacific Oceans in Central America to eliminate the long and dangerous sea voyage around South America. In 1901, France sold its rights to build a canal across Panama and Isthmus in Central America to the United States for $40 million. The United States negotiated a 99-year lease with Colombia at the cost of $10 million with an annual rent of $250,000. When the Colombian Senate rejected the lease, the United States supported Panama in their quest for independence from Panama. The Panama Canal opened on August 15, 1914. The canal shortened the trip from New York to San Francisco from 12,600 miles to only 4,900 miles. Policing the Western Hemisphere. Using its economic and military power, the United States policed the Western Hemisphere. President Roosevelt had a strong stance on foreign policy. He believed the United States should respond to foreign crises not with threats but with military action. He also believed America must exercise an international police power to prevent the world from falling into anarchy. Roosevelt established the Roosevelt Corollary, in addition to the Monroe Doctrine, claiming the right to intervene in the affairs of Latin American nations whenever those nations seemed unstable. William Howard Taft's foreign policy was known as dollar diplomacy. Taft was willing to intervene in other nations' affairs if they threatened American business interests. Relations with Mexico. During the early 1900s, the United States and Mexico almost went to war with each other. Francisco Madero, a popular Mexican reformer, led a successful revolution against Porfirio Díaz in 1911. 2 years later, General Victoriano Huerta overthrew and killed Madero. President Woodrow Wilson authorized arms sales to Huerta's rival, Venustiano Carranza. When Huerta's troops arrested American sailors, Wilson ordered U.S. troops to seize the port of Veracruz. Huerta was forced to flee and Carranza took power. Rebel leader Francisco Pancho Villa shot 16 Americans because of U.S. support for the Carranza government. American troops led by General John J. Pershing crossed into Mexico in search of Villa but left when America's attention turned to the war in Europe.